Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Seborrheic dermatitis is a chronic inflammatory skin condition affecting a few people in every 100. A May 2014 Cochrane review assesses the effects of topical pharmacological interventions, and the findings are discussed in this podcast by Jos Verbeek from the Finnish Institute of Occupational Health in Kuopio.
Seborrheic dermatitis affects the skin of the scalp, the face, and sometimes the chest and other areas such as the armpits. On the face, the most inflamed areas are the eyebrows, the hairline of the scalp, the cheeks, and the skin creases of the nose. The key symptoms are red and itching skin that produces fine scales. The condition is chronic, coming back in some people even after successful treatment. 1 to 3 of every 100 adults have seborrheic dermatitis, and it's more common in men than women. Dandruff is also considered to be a form of seborrheic dermatitis, and is very common, with almost 2 in 10 people affected. It has been suggested that seborrheic dermatitis is caused by an allergy to a common yeast that lives on the skin, Malassezia, but this is uncertain. The major treatment options are to try to eliminate the yeast with an antifungal treatment, or to reduce the resulting inflammation using an anti-inflammatory treatment. We looked at the latter for adults and adolescents, exploring the effects of anti-inflammatory treatment of the skin, such as with steroids ointments. We included only studies that evaluated total clearance of symptoms or the effects on the main symptoms separately. We also looked at the effects on adverse events and had wanted to look at quality of life, but there no data were available. After searches of a wide range of literature, we carefully checked more than 75 full publications before agreeing on the inclusion of 36 studies with just over 2,700 participants. These studies had been carried out between 1970 and 2012. Most studies looked at the effect of steroids, such as hydrocortisone cream, with a few examining calcineurin inhibitors, such as pimecrolimus cream or lithium salts. Steroids were 4 times more effective on total clearance of symptoms than placebo in 3 trials that lasted for up to 4 weeks, but also in 1 trial that lasted for 3 months. Steroids were also more effective in reducing erythema, scaling, and pruritus. The most common adverse effects were burning, itching, erythema, and dryness, but these appeared across all the treatment groups, including in those who used placebo treatments. Stronger steroids, such as betamethasone, did not produce better results than mild steroids, and therefore the mild steroids, such as hydrocortisone 1%, are probably a better option. In the 8 studies that compared steroids directly with antifungals, the general benefits were similar, and steroids did not produce more adverse effects, but did seem to have a bigger effect on the redness and the scaling. Steroids were also comparable to calcineurin inhibitors with less adverse effects. Turning to the other types of treatment, there was little evidence that calcineurin inhibitors, such as the widely used pimecrolimus cream, are better than placebo, but they might have similar effects as antifungals. Lithium was much more effective than placebo for total clearance in 1 study, and more effective than antifungals in another study with a comparable safety profile. In summary, after bringing together these data from more than 40 years of research, we can say that topical steroids are an effective treatment for seborrheic dermatitis of the face and the scalp in adolescents and adults in the short term, but don't seem to be more effective than antifungal treatment. There's also some evidence of benefit for topical calcineurin inhibitor and lithium salt treatment. It seems that all anti-inflammatory treatments produce similar results, and no treatment has been clearly shown to be more effective than either. Other uncertainties also remain. For example, we don't know the effects and safety of topical anti-inflammatory treatments in long-term or continuous use, which is regrettable because the disease is chronic in nature.
If you'd like to look deeper into this review, you can find it in full in the CochraneLibrary.com with a search for seborrheic dermatitis.